Hey guys, Scott here with Little Hacksaws. How you doing? So at the moment I'm not making animations each week as I have been the rest of the year. I'm taking a break to put a little bit of time into some longer extended animations that I'm hopefully going to be releasing either at the end of the year slash in 2019. Not sure. That'll be season two. So season one's come to an end and I'm in the off season. And when I started, I didn't really know what I was doing. I was making it up as I went along. I didn't really do much research into animation. I didn't want to stop and sit down and figure out how to do it before I started it because I knew it would probably take me forever to get my head around it. And maybe once I did get my head around it, I might be a bit intimidated by the process and not do it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try my own fried up, messed up way of making animations and see how it goes. And it grew from just, still images that would occasionally change into another still image with audio behind it, so mouse moving and some body movement and all sorts of stuff. So really proud of what we accomplished in season one, but I'm looking ahead to season two and thinking about things we can do. And again, I'm not really looking to any animation tutorials or anything like that on YouTube. I probably could, but instead I'm trying to figure it out myself and trying to figure what is the solution to what I want to achieve. And so I'm working on a piece called Bird Feeder, and so Bird Feeder obviously involves pigeons flapping and the environment moving behind them as they're taking flight. And I'm thinking, how am I going to accomplish this? And so I figured out a while ago that I could separate the layers, the film layers on the timeline on the editing software, and I could make one of them move, through a sort of pan, a digital panning effect. And so I could make it look like the background was moving or the character was moving. And I liked that. The only problem is the software has limitations because I only have Adobe Premiere Elements rather than Premiere Pro. So there's only certain things you can do with it. And so another idea I have is actually creating an extended pieces of artwork and filming it. And with that layer, panning across manually, taking my camera and moving it across that environment, or moving it up and down horizontally, vertically, I don't know. And so doing that and then putting that as the background and then putting the drawings in the foreground. And so you'd actually have video image in the background of something that's drawn, so it would look like the environment's sort of moving, like the character in the foreground is moving. Sorry, that got a bit jumbled. So I think that's the way forward. I'm gonna try it out, we'll see. But there you go, there's some insight to the Dream Factory there.